A report released by Rabobank Food and Agribusiness Research notes that drought in the southwestern U.S. is a major contributor to the nearly 5% year-over-year decline in meat and poultry output it foresees by the middle of next year. David Nelson co-authored the report.
The key takeaways are a combination of cattle herd liquidation that's been exacerbated by the drought in Texas and its surrounding areas, combined with chicken industry cutbacks, are going to cause a precipitous decline in U.S. meat production in 2012 that's unprecedented.
Meaning higher prices at the meat counter for the foreseeable future, he says, and fewer sales to overseas buyers.
If you're an importer of U.S. beef, you're going to have to start, by the summer of 2012, you're going to have to think about alternatives.
According to the report, the current supply and demand situation for pork is much more stable than for beef or poultry and has allowed hog producers to weather the storm of rising feed costs. I'm Stuart Doan reporting.